Living a life that depicts the teachings of Islam is the dream of every Muslim. Everyday Muslim, Saturdays 11 a.m. on Women Radio 91.7, is in collaboration with Muslim Public Affairs Center, NPAC. Everyday Muslim will address the misconceptions on Islam, foster a peaceful coexistence, and guide the everyday Muslim on the journey in Islam. Everyday Muslim, Saturdays 11 a.m. on Women Radio 91.7, simplified understanding of the deen.
Do you know what Islam is? It's a way of life for all. It is taught in the Quran for big and small. A way. It says that life's a borrowed space, returned upon rest. A way of life, a way of life, a way of life, a way of life. Islam is a way of life, a complete way. Islam solves all of our problems. Allah leaves no stone unturned. Perfect with no flaws at all are the laws of Allah. A way of life, a way of life, a way of life, a way of life. Islam is a way of life, a complete way.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته My name is Abdul Hakim Qasim and I welcome you to another edition of Everyday Muslim Show on Women Radio 91.7 FM Today is Saturday at the 25th of October 2025 AH corresponding to the 3rd of Jumada al-Ula 1447 AH It's the first Saturday of the fifth month of the Islamic Hijrah year 1447 AH. We're less than 4 months to the blessed month of Ramadan. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spare our lives till then and beyond. We thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the gift of life, for the gift of good health, and for this guidance about Islam. On Everyday Muslim Show, we try to address misconceptions about Islam, foster peaceful coexistence within the society, and guide the everyday Muslim on their journey in Islam. This is made possible by the Muslim Public Affairs Center, MPAC, in conjunction with Women Radio 91.7 FM. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us in the Quran, "Ku anfusakum wa ahlikum nar." Protect yourself, save your soul and those of your family members from the fire of hell. Today, inshallah, biqudratillah, we'll be continuing a discussion of a topic that we started earlier. We're considering fatherhood beyond provision, fatherhood beyond provision. This is the second part of it, and inshallah, in the previous episode of Fatherhood Beyond Provision, we examine how Islam defines the role of a father far beyond financial responsibility. We discussed how a father is not just a provider of bread, but a nurturer of hearts, a moral compass, and a spiritual guide in the home. But as we continue this important conversation, it becomes clearer that understanding the role is one thing, living it is another thing entirely. Many of us today genuinely desire to be more emotionally present and spiritually connected, yet they find themselves limited by the pressures of work, societal expectations, and even cultural conditioning that equates masculinity with emotional restraint. Our homes are evolving, our children are growing in a fast-changing world, and the call for fathers to rise beyond material provision has never been louder. The question now is, how can fathers intentionally nurture emotional intelligence within empathy and open communication within their families while still upholding their leadership roles as heads of their home? Joining us to take this discussion further is our respected teacher and scholar, Imam Abula Biba Taufik Busari Abul Barakat, who would walk us through this journey of fatherhood. Imam, salam alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.
All right. For those of us who, Yorubas will say, now, meaning that he is a known, face on this program. He is a known voice on this platform. But for those of us who possibly might be meeting Imam Abu Labiba for the first time, Imam Abu Labiba Taufik Busari is the Imam and Director of Darus Sa'ada Islamic Center, Ota Ogun State. He is also a Quran tutor, the Quran tutor of the University, Crescent University, Abeokuta, Ogun State. For your information, this program is also streaming live on YouTube via the Women Radio page. For those of us who want to have a view of what the studio looks like, so just go to YouTube, search Women Radio on YouTube, click on the page and join to view the studio live. So later on in the program, we would open our phone lines for you to call in and share your thoughts. So like I said earlier, today we are discussing fatherhood beyond provision. This is the part two of that discussion, and our guest discussant for today is Imam Abu Labiba Taufik Busari Abul Barakat. Imam, all right. So, in the first part of our discussion, we explored how fatherhood extends beyond just provision, just beyond the financial responsibility, providing things needed at home and things like that. So often you hear many people say, after all, what exactly do they want again? After all, I've given them money. Is it not just money that they need? I've given them all that they need. I've provided shelter, I've given them money for food, I have put all the necessary things they want to watch at home and things like that. So what else do they want me to do? Should I kill myself? So building on that, Imam, so how can fathers today intentionally nurture emotional intelligence, empathy, and open communication within their family such that their family members will see them present and not just, as an absentee father who is only there, providing the finance?
Bismillah, alhamdulillah, wassalatu wassalam ala Rasulillah wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa man wala fa subhanaka Allahumma la ilma lana illa ma 'allamtana innaka antal 'alimul hakim rabbi shrah li sadri wa yassir li amri wa hlul 'uqdatam min lisani yafqahu qawli amma ba'd. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
All praises, adoration, exaltation, glorification be to Almighty Allah, the Lord of the worlds, the fashioner, the uncreated creator of the entire creation. We beseech his blessings upon the noblest of mankind, Muhammad, the son of Abdullah, Sallallahu his household, his companions, and all those that tread his paths in the day of reckoning. Especially greet my brother cousin. May Allah be with you and continue to strengthen you.
Allahumma ameen.
And continue to make it easy for you.
Allahumma ameen.
Good job.
Thank you.
May Allah reward you with Jannah.
Allahumma ameen.
You entered this topic, is quite interesting. The part one was interesting. We didn't have enough time. And now we're on part two. You entered with a fundamental verse of the Quran that makes everyone that intends to be a father,
that will make him shiver. That will make him it would shake. He will be shaking, not just shake, he will be shaking, continue to shake, even to his marrow, to his bones, anytime he remembers that responsibility Allah has given to him. And what's that? You entered with a verse in Surah Tahrim, where Allah said, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, qu anfusakum wa ahlikum nara. Protect all you believe. Protect yourselves, firstly, wa ahlikum, and your family from hell. Allati waquduha an-nasu wal-hijara. That mankind and stones will be used to kindle that fire. Alayha malaikatun ghiladun shidadun. On that fire, we have those that are custodian of the fire. Malaikatun, being angels, not mankind that you can bribe. You can't bribe them. You can't talk them down. Ghiladun, their presence, their physical look alone is enough to deal with you. Shidadun, the way they handle the punishment is unmatched.
Severe.
La ya'asuna Allah ma amarahum. They will never disobey Allah over what He asks them to do. Wa yafa'aluna ma yu'manu. Exactly what He says they should do is what they will do. This coming to mind is meant to make every intending father and already a father to know that I have a very strong responsibility upon me. Before I go into fatherhood, I must be seriously intentional about this responsibility of protecting my family away from hell. You know, this is not just about provision of food.
At all.
Goes this is not just that. About shelter. This is not just about clothing.
Or pay
if you feel
fees.
That you just giving them food, shelter, and clothing, you are only nurturing the body. You are not nurturing the soul. And that verse is talking about nurturing the soul. What did Allah say in Surah Al-Taha? Allah said, وَأْمُرْ أَهْلَكَ بِالصَّلَاةِ
وَاسْطَبِعْ
عَلَيْهَا. Instruct your family بِالصَّلَاةِ that they should pray. وَاسْطَبِعْ عَلَيْهَا. Then consistency must be there. Persistence must be there. Insistence must be there. I use those three deliberately. Consistence, insistence, and persistence. Allah said, La nas'aluka rizqa. Look at, that is what made us leave home. That is what make us neglect them, that we are in search of what they will eat. Allah said, La nas'aluka rizqa.
We didn't ask that from
you. We will not ask you about what we didn't provide for you. Allah will not ask you about that. As for their provision, it's with Allah. You are only to try your best. Wal'aqibatu
littaqwa.
Taqwa. The end time, good ending. Having a good ending is for the pious ones. So it means that Allah is telling you to focus on salah and focus on piety. If you focus on these two, try your best as a human being, Allah will take care of the ending for you. Because ending is what matters. Husnul khatima. Good ending. If you end well, that is when you will say that you have started well. If you end badly, then you will say that you never did well. How many of us are intentional, are there to even ask our children that have they prayed?
Probably we're just, a lot of times we're genuinely just interested in, oh, did you go to school today? So what did you do in school?
Some of us will even ask them when they, you know, when we call even on phone to talk to them. The question is, how was school today? Did you, were you given assignment?
Have you done your homework?
Have you done it? Have you done the assignment? Oh, quickly rush towards it. you know, there will be no power supply, you know, there will be no this. Yeah, I want you to come out with the best. You have in your test. These are the things we focus on. What of salah? How many times do you ask your children? Have they prayed? The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Muru awladakum bis salati. Instruct your children to pray while they are 7 years. Deal with them if they don't pray when they get to the age of 10. What do you want to instruct them on at the age of 7 over what they don't know? Over what you've not introduced to them? Over what you've not encouraged them? How can you instruct without encouragement? Encouragement will come before instruction. So the Prophet mentioned 7 years. That's when instruction starts.
Allahu Akbar.
But encouragement starts before then. Do you take your children to the masjid?
Do you even go to the masjid?
Do you even go to the masjid at all? Oh, you've not read a whole lot of ahadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam that you will carry a child on salah? What is that? What are we doing? We're introducing them to salah. Introducing them to salah. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam stayed too long on sujood at one time because one of his children sat on his neck. If they are not in the masjid, how would they know what salah is about? And that verse we just read in Surah Al-Taha, you know where Sayyidina Umar do apply it? He applies it in the night prayer.
Subhanallah. It's a
prayer.
When he wants to prayer.
His family, he will recite that verse. That Allah said, I should wait you for salah. That means he has passed the in compulsory. The obligatory.
Allahu Akbar.
He's now introducing it into the supererogatory. Have we passed in the obligatory? What's our score in obligatory salah? Before we talk about one, either Ibn Abbas or Ibn Mas'ud, when he's praying in the night, that long-standing tahajjud, when he looks at his son beside him, if he wants to shorten it, he will lengthen it again. If he intends to shorten that night prayer, the moment he looks sideways and sees his child, he will elongate it. Why? He remembers the verse in Surah Al-Kahf that says, "Wakana abuhuma saliha."
Subhanallah.
That Allah took care of those children because their fathers were righteous. So he will tell the child that I am doing this because of you, because I want you to be righteous.
So that Allah will take care of you.
I want to engage in this righteousness for your future to be good. What righteousness are we doing as fathers to ensure good future for our children? Fatherhood is about being intentional about parenting. You need to be intentional, right? Starting from yourself, are you ready to drop off some, you know, social vices, those wrong acts of yours? Are you really ready to give them up? You know? Or you want your children to actually meet you on this and you train them with that? How fervent are you with salah before you can nurture their soul regarding salah and so many other things that you need to nurture their souls upon? Fatherhood is not a joke. It's not a child's play.
Because I was still even about to ask you, because here now we are still talking about the salah, because I'm not trying to look at other things, like we're talking about, you know, having an open communication with our kids, you know, having empathy, that at least for them not to feel selfish, to have the feeling, you know, of others, that they feel like, I'm eating. There are some people probably that have not even eaten. You know, how then do you now nurture empathy, this, emotional intelligence for them to know the right thing at the right time?
Let me come in with the empathy before I talk about the open communication and the likes. You see, like I said, the father is the compass of the family. What the children sees you conversant with, they imbibe it. If the father is the type that is full of empathy, that gives sadaqah, whether he's being asked or not,
is generous.
In the presence of his children, so generous, just like the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You will see the children even wanting to do it. They will say, "Daddy, give me, let me take it to so-so person. Daddy, bring it, let me take it to so-so person." So that child, even the food the child is about to eat, you will see the child wanting to even share with somebody he feels is, you know, because giving is a habit. Mm-hmm. It's not a status. Mm. Yeah. Generosity is about habit, not status. It is not until you get to a certain status in life before you can be generous. Because before you can be able to give, it's a habit that you've imbibed. So that empathy starts from the father. How does he even treat their mother? How does he treat the mother of these children? Does he show empathy regarding their mother? If you want your children to be filled with love, love their mother. If you want your children to be filled with compassion and affection, show that to their mother. You will see that automatically those children will grow in such atmosphere. Building children in the midst of love, in the midst of compassion, in the midst of affection and empathy, builds their emotional intelligence. You see their mother in a certain situation, she doesn't need to even tell you that this is what is wrong with me before you know what to do. The children are seeing this. And you are building their emotional intelligence towards people around them. But if you are the negligent type, you see them picking up the negligence from you. You see them picking up the negligence. So the father needs to be intentional about even his care upon his wife, which will extend to the children. Now imagine a man beating his wife. Anything the woman does, he slaps her. Anything the woman does, he shuns her. Will you keep quiet there? Will you do this? Then you will see that carefully or gradually, those children too will be nagging. They'll pick up. They'll be nagging. And it happens, it's vice versa too. When you see a woman too, you know, that nags a lot, that does, you see that the children will want to. Parenting is not a child's play. It's, and it's regarding the communication. We have a lesson for us in Surah to Luqman. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala documented the story of Luqman in the Quran. According to majority of scholars, they said he's not a prophet of God. But why is his mention documented in the Quran for generations to come to know him? Scholars said the only thing we can see that made Allah preserve his mention for us all is that he's successful in parenting. And Allah made him a role model for us all in parenting.
Allah Akbar. Wow. Quran chapter 31. So please, let's note that down. Quran chapter 31. So you can take your
a
time.
A role model for us all in parenting. And what did Allah say when he wanted to start narrating the story? He said, "Walaqad atayna Luqman an hikmata anishkur lillah." Starting from there. "Walaqad atayna Luqman al-hikma." We granted Luqman wisdom. Where is he applying his wisdom? Anishkur lillah. To live his life as a form of gratitude to Allah. You, Father, you need to pick that. Live your life as a form of gratitude to Allah. Because waman yashkur, whoever lives his life as gratitude to Allah, fa'innama yashkuru li nafsi, he is only showing gratitude to himself because it will reflect in everything around him. Waman kafara, whoever shows disbelief, fa'inna allaha ghaniyun hamid, Allah is self-sufficient away from what you're giving him. Allah is not in need of it. And Allah now said, "Wa qala Luqman Remember when Luqman said to his son, Lidini, to his son, Wahua Ya'idu, he was advising him, admonishing him. How do we admonish our own children? Who admonish our children for us? Most of us have left our children for the musicians to admonish. We have left them for the comedians to admonish. We have left them for the movie stars to admonish. We have left them for those who lack manners to train them in manners. We have left them for those that are dropouts in schools to train them and be their role model.
Subhanallah.
Why? Because we have given them gadgets. Why have you given them gadgets? You are away. You are absent. And you are now giving them gadgets to feel your own presence. You know? And who are those on the gadget? Are you the one there?
Subhanallah. Absolutely.
These are the ones there. And they are telling them to color. They should never, you know, never have... Don't be full of empathy.
Yes.
Be full of wickedness. These are the things they listen to. Now we have made our children 21st century engrossed and not just aware. The engrossment has now, we've seen situations where young children, brothers and sisters, are having sexual intercourse with each other.
Incest.
So all this, where did they learn them from? Through your absence. Who is admonishing them? Luqman admonished his own children. Where are you? This may be a daily activity. It may be a weekly activity. Find time, sit them down, admonish them about life. Admonish them about what God wants them to do. This is how to nurture their soul. And do things that you want them to continue. Not somebody came looking for you as a father. And you now told the child,
tell them I'm not at home.
I'm not at home. Tell him I'm not home. And you told the child that it is not good to lie. Children learn faster from what they see and not what they hear.
Actions speak louder than voice.
So you have actually told that child that it is very good to lie. Tell the president. And if you have a very funny child, the child will tell the president, my daddy said I should tell you.
Nah, that not Subhanallah.
May Allah guide us. All right.
Allahumma ameen. All right. Now, with all that you have said now, and a lot of fathers would be guilt-tripping, would be feeling guilt, feeling that they've not done enough emotionally and spiritually. And looking at even the examples that you have cited now, whether from that of Ibn Abbas or from that of Prophet himself or from that of Luqman and all these people. So a lot of them will now feel like, I have failed. So what then? What's left? Is this not a lost battle? So, from an Islamic and psychological perspective, so how can fathers heal from that guilt and start afresh in their parenting journey?
It's not too late. It's not too late at all. Please, nobody should say that I've taken them to madrasa or they have a lesson teacher. Wallahi, it is not the duty of the lesson teacher. It's not the duty of the madrasa. You will be asked. It's not too late. Let's trace our steps back. Fafirru ila Allah. Return back to what Allah has instructed you to do. Go back. You are spending too much time outside. There is no certainty that you have what you are looking for.
Allah Akbar.
But there is certainty that you will be questioned regarding these children.
So we should not lose. We should not use uncertainty to destroy certainty.
Exactly. Don't use the uncertainty to affect the certain. The certain is that these children will grow up. The certainty is that These children are yours. The certainty is that these children, you'll be asked about Allah. They are trust in your hands.
You'll be called to account.
And you'll be questioned about how you deliver the trust. So that's a certainty. And there is likelihood of those children to be coming. According to your hope, you want them to become fathers and mothers tomorrow and also nurture another generation. Why do they want to pass over?
Subhanallah.
Is it the emptiness that you have handed over to them that you want them to hand over from generation to generation? It will return back to you. Return back home, my brother. Go back home. You need to return back home as early as possible. Yes, we understand your work schedule. Yes, we understand how rigorous the roads might be going back home every day. Try as much as possible to be there every day. If it's not possible every day, then make it a weekly thing in terms of physical. Make the other ones virtual. Be there in the life of your children every day. Whether physical or virtual.
Okay.
Be part of the day of your children. Discuss with them. Discuss not just about
school.
Have you eaten? Have you... Be intentional about your discussion. Share stories that they will benefit from. Create outings that even in the car, as you are going, share with them moral lessons, deep thoughts, just like the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam did to Ibn Abbas. He said, Ya Ghulam, O young boy, Inni u'allimuka kalimatin. They were going out together. And while on that journey, he said, Inni u'allimuka kalimatin. I want to teach you some golden words. He said, Ihfadhi Allah.
Yahfadhuk.
Watch the limits of Allah. Yahfaduk, Allah will watch over you too. Ihfadillah, watch the limits of Allah. Tajiduhu tujahaka. You will see Allah guiding your steps, guiding your movement. In another narration, tajiduhu amamaka. You will see Allah being there before you. He said, you should know that anything annama akhtaaka, whatever that misses you, it is not written that it will befall you. And whatever befalls you has been written that it will not miss you. You should know that if everyone come together, that they want to do you something good, they cannot do you anything good except what Allah has written for you. And if they also come together that they want to harm you, they cannot harm you except what Allah has written against you. Look at these golden wordings. This can be shared even while going out. Make your children always yearn to be with you. They always want to be with daddy. I want to see my daddy. I want to be with my daddy. You know, when there are holiday times, make holiday times fruitful for them. You know, what would they learn? Pick a book from the book of scholars that will imbibe adab in them, moral lessons, that will imbibe tawheed in them, that will imbibe, treat the books with them. Sometimes we might have to give them book one after the other, read it, then you share the lessons with every one of us at home. The best in this exercise will receive so-so-so gift. Make it rewarding. Make it competitive. They learn. Or you will be the one to keep sharing the lessons. You want them to memorize the Quran. We want to memorize Surah Al-Kahf. This holiday, we are all memorizing Surah Al-Kahf. The first to finish it will have so reward. Now, when they want to read it, you will be the first to present. Let me present mine. Then you will present. Daddy has read. It's not that you will just say, go and do this and you are not doing it. Let it start from you.
Lead by example.
Lead by example. Not lead by dishing out instructions alone. My brother, it's not too late.
All right.
Stress our steps back home. The home is calling.
All right.
The home is in need of us.
Allah Akbar. The home is in need of us. Their home is in need of us. All right, you're still listening to Everyday Muslim on WFM 91.7. We'll go on a short break. When we return, the program continues. Please don't go anywhere.
Give thanks to Allah for the moon and the stars. Praise Him all day for what is and what was. Take hold of your iman, don't give in to shaitan. Oh, you who believe, please give thanks to Allah. Allahu Ghafoor, Allahu Rahim, Allahu Yuhibbul Muhsinin. Wa Khaliquna, wa Raziquna, wa huwa ala kulli shay'in qadir. Allah is Ghafoor, Allah is Rahim, Allah is the one who loves the Muhsinin. He is our creator, He is our sustainer, and He is the one who has power over all.
Do you know what Islam is? It's a way of life.
All right, you're welcome back. The program is still Everyday Muslim on WFM 91.7. And this program is brought to you by the Muslim Public Affairs Center, MPAC, in partnership with Women Radio 91.7 FM. And we are discussing fatherhood beyond provision, the second part of it, fatherhood beyond provision. And our guest discussant is Imam Abu Labiba Tawfiq Abusadi Abul Barakat, who is the director of Darussalam Islamic Center, Otago State, and the Quran Tutor of Crescent University, Abeokuta, Ogun State. You can be a part of this discuss by calling the number 07000-917-917, that is 07000-917-917. Alternatively, you can call 09155-917-917, 09155-917-917. For our female callers, we have a toll-free line because this is Women Radio and want you to be a part of this discussion. The toll-free line is 0800-1235-917, 0800-1235-917. You can also send a message via SMS or WhatsApp to the number 08155-917-917, 08155-917-917. We'll be waiting for your call and messages. This program is also streaming live on YouTube via the Women Radio page. Search Women Radio on YouTube, click on the page and join in to view the studio live and to also send in your comments on the live feeds on YouTube. All right, so Imam.
No.
Talking about the fact that people need to return home, we know quite well that a lot of times people want to give the excuse of the economic hardships and the likes like that. Now, with the increasing work pressure and economic strain, some fathers unconsciously withdraw from their family life. So what daily or weekly habits can fathers can help them stay emotionally or connected to their children despite these challenges? I know you have mentioned some, but I just want us to balance it with the fact that for some of them, like you have mentioned, some are not even at home. Some, because of the pressure of transport, some of them even have to stay away. They stay at their places of work Mondays to Fridays and probably return on Saturdays only to be with their families for some part of the Saturday and Sunday. By Monday again, they are off to work. So, in coping with these economic realities, how then, what one or two things can they still manage to do? I understand you've mentioned some things being, trying to, but it's like probably during the holidays, but it's the children that have these holidays, not the parents. So how then do we balance this, or how do they cope, with these economic challenges and still wanting to be, a good father to their kids?
I want my co-fathers to remember something. Children will never remember how much you buy a bag of garri. Children will never remember how much you pay for their school fees, how much you spend on their school fees. They will remember how much you buy noodles They don't remember. But they will remember one thing. They will remember the quality time you spent with them. That's the only spending they can remember. And they will carry along with themselves as they grow that quality time. If it is Gary, you want to take with the children, use that Gary time as a quality time with them. Spend it in a quality way. Laugh around the Gary time. You know, tell them stories that when I was young, when we want to drink Gary, do you know what they call kuli kuli? Hey, Daddy, we don't know kuli kuli. Ah, there's something called kuli kuli. Very, very delicious. Eh? Hmm. Do you know what they call, not the speedy biscuit you are using now, the speedy biscuit we used to eat then? You know, create jokes, hardship, challenges, problems are part of life. We can't do without them as long as we are still alive. But actually, we can manage them in such a way that it will not affect what we are here for. Do not allow, yes, things are difficult, economic hardship, things are this and that. But we have a lot of positives we can bring out from them. Some of us, because of the hardship, because it's two-way, a two-way thing, because of the hardship, it has, you know, made us, taking us out of productive, you know, activities. Our productive time has reduced. We don't have much work to do like we used to do before. Some of us are even working from home, you know? So probably our income has reduced, but your free time has increased. That free time is a blessing. The Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, there are two things that people trivialize, but they are great blessings from Allah. Sound health and having good time, quality time to spend. If you have time, make use of it before there be no time. That time that they are not calling you for job, they are not, make good use of it before they will call you for job. Bring those children closer, let them feel that impact. Because it is that quality time they will always remember. Eat together. For those of us that are not, the hardship has made us, you know, get more engaged than we used to, then I already mentioned that ensure that that does not take you away from home. Create virtual times. Yes, you have more engagements. Create virtual times. This time is for my children. 30 minutes. What have you? Create with them. Have video call with them. Discuss. Discuss about Sunnah. What is the lesson for today? What is the this for today? What is the that for today? Then you now schedule physical times as well. All this the children will not forget. There is something we call playaway method in education.
Yes.
You know, the way you interact with children.
Yes.
They want to play. You want to teach. You mix the two together. Don't be stone cold. You know, make the face so hardened. You don't smile at home. They will run away from you. You don't smile at home. You don't play with them. You have to run. Yes, they want to run. You too run. They want to play with toy. Play with toy. As they are playing with toy, playing with toy, bring lessons from the play with the toy. Quote some hadith, some Quran, or as they are playing with the toy, recite the Quran. They will enjoy Quran recitation because you have joined toy with it.
Opera's conditioning, I still remember.
You know, when you are coming home, I do something, you know, I share, two homes. When I'm back, let me say I'm in this home now. The moment I get to this home, I will start gathering the gifts, the little gifts I want to take home when I'm going to the other home for the children. The moment I get there, I give them theirs. I start preparing what I will bring for the ones in the other home. Don't go home empty-handed. Even if it is sweet, 5 naira. Even if it is 10 naira sweet. If it is 20 naira biscuit, go. The time you can afford to share 200, buy something of 200 naira, 1,000 naira, do that. The time you cannot afford more than just 20 naira or 15 naira or 100 naira, buy it. That single thing you have bought, share it with them. It is not that thing the children want to remember. They will not remember that particular thing.
All right.
It's the love.
All right. We have this message, and I want you to probably just quickly react to it. It says, Assalamu alaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh. This is coming from Alhaji Kamar. It says, I would like to express deep appreciation to WFM and MPAC for this beautiful program. Also, I want to thank the Sheikh for his deep insights this morning. I would like him to shed light on how fathers can provide emotional support and establish a strong emotional connection with their children, especially female children. As Africans, I think there is a gap in our culture for physical affection towards children, especially female children. Does Islam encourage fathers to show physical affection to our kids? To demonstrate love and care through hugs, pats on their back, and other physical gestures? Some children subconsciously learn from their parents by experience how not to have physical connection with their children. Can the Sheikh guide us on this? As some children grow up without having such physical connection with parents, especially their fathers. Some children grow up with emotional damage or distress due to growing up without such emotional care and love expressed through physical connection. Thanks.
Thank you so much for that beautiful question. Let me start with this hadith. The Prophet
sallallahu alaihi wasallam
once carried one of his grandchildren, and he kissed the child on the forehead. One man said, what's the meaning of this? What is this you are doing, Ya Rasulallah?
You're kissing the child.
I have about nine of them. Nine of this girl.
Of these small kids.
I've never kissed them in my life. The Prophet said, what do you want me to do? When Allah has taken mercy out of your heart, taking compassion out of your heart, what do you expect me to do?
Subhanallah.
We must show compassion, affection, love to our children. That's where it starts. That's why I'm establishing the issue of sharing gifts. Coming home smiling. Mm-hmm. You hug your children. Kiss your children. Hug them. Let them feel you. Feel them.
Carry them.
Even when they are toddlers, they are carry them, play with them. Know how to, you play with them, you shake body with them.
Let them turn you to their horse. Let them turn you to their horse or car.
Exactly. Let them play with your beards. These beards are there for children to play with. Let them play. You are establishing connection. When the child has a hurt in the heart, it will not be difficult for that child to discuss it with you. Because there is a connection.
Yes.
There is affection. There is compassion. There is empathy already. Even when something is wrong with that child, you can easily know. There are some children, if you have established such relationship with them, the moment you come back, they will start narrating everything, even what happened between themselves and their mothers. They will tell you. They will start showing you their skin. Daddy, see my hand. This place is paining me. Daddy, see this place. I fell down. Daddy, see this. You don't shun them. You don't tell the child, shut up, you're talking too much. Shut up. Ah. From that nonsense, you have a lot of sense to pick from. To get them, you need to come down to their level. You come down to their level. If they like skipping, you skip with them. Those that like football, sometimes start it with them. It's even exercise for you too. You are exercising yourself, and at the same time you are connecting with them. That bond must be strong for them to open their hearts. As for female children, in fact, they need it more. If you don't create that time for your female children, somebody will create it for them outside.
And it will feel strange and new to them.
It will feel strange. How can somebody be so caring like this? How can somebody be so,
affectionate?
Exactly. My daughters were told during the week that I'm not feeling fine. They started crying.
Subhanallah.
They started crying. The mother had to say, I have to talk to them for them to know that. They started crying. What? And some children will be like, Alhamdulillah, is even sick. We will not come.
Abi, at least we have time to play. Subhanallah.
It shows the level of bond. It shows the level of bond. Our daughters need it the most. And our daughters need that encouragement. There are some things they have to tell us as their father. They don't even need to tell their mother. Because we have the intelligence to handle it. Stop saying, go and meet your mother. Any little thing, go and meet your mother. Any little thing, go and meet your mother. You are creating a barrier.
Between the two of
Let Let them know that you are in charge. Create it. Build your home around you. Let them know that you are in charge. Even their mothers will tell them, okay, when your daddy comes, we'll settle this. They know you are in charge. And you are taking care of their future for them too.
Yes.
For the males among them, they know that for them to be fathers, they have to be in charge. And for those that are females too, they are learning as well. We know a lot of young girls that have gone astray, got impregnated, lied too, simply because they are looking for a soft side. That they can lean towards. Be that soft side, oh my dear brother.
All right.
Oh dear brother.
Okay. Because of time, I have two questions for you, Imam. First is, how can fathers model, discipline and good character, that naturally influence their children? So that's one. Practical examples. That's number one.
And on the
Fathers. How do I put it? The practical ways fathers can model faith, discipline, and good character, which we know that they naturally influence children. So this thing. So how to be a model of discipline and a model of good character. So that's the first one. Then on a final notice, because I know that for you as a religious leader who counsels men and families, there are times that fathers feel unseen or they feel unappreciated despite all that they have done. So what message will you give to such people that they feel like nobody even cares about us? All our own is just want to collect something from us that we should just go and even if we decide to kill ourselves just to provide for our family, nobody's actually feeling what we are doing. So they continue striving to be better fathers in the sight of us. So what advice would you give them so that they will continue striving to be better fathers in the sight of Allah, regardless of whether anyone appreciates them or not?
Thank you. Quickly for the first question.
Yes. Being model of good discipline
and
character.
Being model of is for you to act what you preach.
All right.
Act what you want them to be. That's just simple answer for that. Then, number two. You see, firstly, La nuridu minkum jaza'an wala shukuran. Whatever you do, a father, before you even get married, please, let's emphasize on marriage counseling. Anyone that wants to get married, of our brothers, of our sons, of our children, let's emphasize marriage counseling. It's quite very, very important. One of the fundamental things they need to learn before marriage is that this marriage you are going into, you are going into it because of Allah, not because of anybody.
Okay.
You have to do it for the sake of Allah, to earn Allah's pleasure and gain Allah's Jannah. That's the two. Earn Allah's pleasure, gain Allah's Jannah. As long as Allah does not tell you that you have no reward for what you're doing, as long as Allah does not tell you that there is no Jannah for you, for what you're doing, please do not relent. Just continue. Even though sometimes why we are not appreciated is sometimes our fault. The disconnect is too high.
Mm.
You are doing something from the background that nobody sees.
Mm.
A lot of us, we have made the mothers, our wives, to be
an intermediary.
Exactly. The only interface to the children. So they don't see you.
Hmm. It's the mother they see.
The children
hmm.
interacting with their mother.
Hmm.
You are here. You are blocked off.
Hmm.
If they want to come like this, you push them here.
Hmm.
Don't see me. Hmm. Any little thing. You are pumping money for the mother. Yeah. Pumping money for the mother.
Hmm.
Mommy, I need biscuits. The mother buys. Mommy, I need shoes in school. The mother buys. Mommy, I need to pay school fees. The child will see the mother going to school to make that payment. Mommy, there is PTA in school. It is only the mother that is going.
Hmm.
Mommy, there is something I need clothes. The mother, even if the mother does not say anything.
Hmm.
The child only sees the mother.
Hmm.
And it is natural of a human being.
Mm-hmm.
They will tilt to their mother.
Mm-hmm.
They will feel you are not doing anything.
Yeah.
And you are not modeling anything good for them. Please have that connection.
Okay.
Go to their schools. Fathers are mostly absent in schools. Why?
We don't know. It's a problem.
Why?
It's a problem.
Go to schools. Be there at the PTA or PTC or whatever you call them.
PFs.
Be there. Let them know you as their father.
Mm.
Interact with their teachers. Interact with their school. Interact with their growth. Where they have challenges, interact with. Let them see you.
Mm. Be present.
If they don't see you, there's no way they will appreciate this.
Mm. Be present in their lives.
There's no time. Let me leave it there.
All right. Jazakumullah khairan. Ya Sheikh, I would like to appreciate you for these insights that you have shared. Sincerely, the examples that you have given, they are very, very practical for fathers. And I would enjoin all of us to... this is an opportunity. We can actually get a repeat of this broadcast. You can go either on YouTube, you can go to MPAC, page, on Facebook, on YouTube, on Instagram, and in fact, even you can go to the website. You get, because I feel like this message needs to go beyond just what we have listened. We also need to listen to it again, so that at the end of the day, we can imbibe this. So, Jazakumullah khairan, Sheikh Imam Tawfiq Busari Abu Labiba has actually been sharing his thoughts with us on fatherhood. Beyond provision, I believe that we have listened to a whole lot of things that he has said. It's for us to actually exemplify and put to practice all that he has said. May Allah subhanahu wa taala reward you, Sheikh, abundantly. And to all our listeners and to those who sent the messages, Jazakumullah khairan. I appreciate all of you. Pray Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us and bless our homes abundantly. You can listen again to this episode or the previous episodes of Everyday Muslim on mpac-ng.org. Scroll down, mpac-mpac-ng.org. Scroll down and click on the MPAC project to view Everyday Muslim past uploaded episodes. Follow Everyday Muslim on social media, Facebook Everyday Muslim, Everyday Space Muslim. Then Instagram Everyday Muslim 01, a single word, Everyday Muslim 01 on Instagram. Inshallah, Everyday Muslim will make its way back to your airwaves next week, same time in 11 a.m. same station, WFN 91.7. I remain Abdul Hakim Qasim. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Do you know what Islam is? It's a way of life for all. It is taught in the Quran for big and small. A way of life, a way of life, a way of life, a way of life. Islam is a way of life, a beautiful way.